Hi, my name is Pastor David Brown from Living Waters Christian Center. The scriptures have a lot to say about the believer's victorious position. What I'm going to do now is give you about 32, 33 different scripture references that point out the truth of this fact. Because of time, I might not be able to read out what each reference says, but I will sure give you all the references that I have. And so I will number these scriptures so that if you choose to download this recording and you want to fast forward to a particular number that you heard, you may do so. So here goes. Number one, Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." That word is packed with truth. The word trample, for example, is the Greek word patio, which means, from which we get the English word path. The word serpents comes from another Greek word, which has to do with vision. And so does scorpions. Scorpions come from the Greek word scorpio, and has to do with sight. And really, that verse, what it's saying is, God has made a path for us to trample over everything that obscures our vision, and nothing shall by any means stop that vision or hurt it or causing it to come to pass if we remain truthful and obedient to the word of God and God's leading. Tremendous scripture. Number two, Psalms 91 and verse 13. "You shall tread upon lion and the cobra, and the young lion and the serpent you shall trample under foot." Malachi 4 verse 3. "You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. On that day I will do this, says the Lord of hosts." Number 4. 2 Corinthians 10 verses 3 to 6 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your disobedience is fulfilled." Number 5, Matthew 16:18. "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Number 6, 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "Now thanks be to God, who always leads us into triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place." Number 7, 1 John 5:4. "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Number 8, 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Number 9, I would encourage you to read Psalm 18:32-42. That has quite a bit to say in those verses relating to the victorious position of the believer. Number 10, Joshua 8:18. "Then the Lord said to Joshua, stretch out the spear that is in your hand toward Ai, for I will give it into your hand. And Joshua stretched out the spear that was in his hand toward the city." Number 11, Joshua 8:26. "For Joshua did not draw back his hand with which he stretched out the spear until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai." Number 12, Psalm 55:16-18. Part of those verses say, "As for me, I will call upon the Lord God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He has redeemed my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many against me." Number 13, Psalm 17, verse 4. "Concerning the works of men, by the words of your lips I have kept away from the paths of the destroyer." Number 14, Psalm 149, verse 6. "Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand." Number 15, Psalm 56, verse 9. When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know, because God is for me. Number 16, Revelation 12, verse 11. "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." Number 17, 1 John 3, verse 8. "He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Number 18, Colossians 1, verse 13. "He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love." Number 19, Colossians 2, verse 10. "And you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power." Number 20, Colossians 1, 13. "Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it." Number 21, Proverbs 28, verse 1. "The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion." Number 22, Deuteronomy 33, 27. "The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before you and will say, 'Destroy.'" Number 23, Joshua 23 and verse 10. "One man of you shall chase 1,000, for the Lord your God is he who fights for you, as he promised you." Number 24, Psalm 18, verse 28. "For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." Number 25, Job 22, verse 28. "You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you, so light will shine on your ways." Number 26, Isaiah 14, verse 2. "Then people will take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel will possess them for servants and maids in the land of the Lord. They will take them captive, whose captives they were, and rule over their oppressors." Number 27, 1 John 2, 14. "I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one." Number 28, Numbers 14, 23. "They certainly shall not see the land of which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who reject me see it." Number 29, Romans 6, verse 16. "Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness?" Number 30, 2 Peter 2:19. "While they promised them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. Number 31. 1 Samuel 15:23. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of God, he also has rejected you from being king. Number 32. Ephesians 4:27 tells us that we should not give place to the devil. And last but never least, number 33. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, a power, and a sound mind. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. I pray that these truths will resonate in your heart. And of course, you may know other scriptures which you can meditate on as well. God bless you as you seek to get his scriptures in your heart.